Up in the morning and in the field, breaking my back just to pay my bills. Loving what I do till the day I'm dead. I'll be working on my old homestead.
Welcome back, folks. This is Lloyd Creech II.
And this is Teresa Creech.
You're listening to Radio Hour with EKH on 104.9 FM, WSKV out of Stanton, Kentucky. Hope everybody's having a great and wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. I know the temperatures outside are fairly nice. Friday was a little rainy in the mornings, but the sun finally broke through and came out. And then Saturday looks to be in the 50s, and the Sunday is going to be nice, too. So hope everybody's enjoying their Thanksgiving weekend.
So the warmer weather's going to stay?
For a couple days, and then it's going to rain, and then it's going to cool back down back into the 40s, but not like it was a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
No, it looks like it, you know, 50s through next week.
And stuff. This is, I would guess this would be called the Indian summer.
This is the, you know it's coming.
And stuff, but I seen a cool article the other day. Kentucky is going to be the stargazer's paradise come the month of December, because there's a meteor shower that happens every year. But this year, the way Kentucky falls on the map, you know, of the world, that the meteor shower is supposed to be phenomenal.
What are the dates for that?
It's pretty much all month long. It's more towards the middle of the month and stuff. I'll look it up here in a few.
You can guarantee if you're wanting to plan anything and you want it to be a little warmer, whenever the creatures decide to go to Southern Lots,
it's going to be colder.
It's colder than Alaska. It is frigid cold every single time we go. I don't know that we've ever gone and it has been moderately warm.
Yeah.
Cold. So,
and Southern Lights starts what, this week, next week?
I think it starts this weekend.
It starts this weekend. And so, we usually go every year, every other year.
We're trying to do, last year we started a new tradition. Every Saturday in December, we'll have some sort of Christmas-related activity to kind of build up to Christmas.
Yeah.
As kind of like a tradition. But this year, we don't really have a whole lot
you
planned.
You got Fort Boonesboro next Friday
and Saturday.
They're having a thing that starts what, at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, no, on Friday I think it's at 6.
6
or
to
5
9.
Or 6. No, don't give times if you don't know.
Yeah.
But if you get online, they do kind of like an 1800s Christmas where they decorate the fort. They have period costumes and I've never been to it, but it's close, so we could try going to that.
Uh-huh.
We had talked about going to Bowling Green to some reindeer farm the weekend of the 10th, but that doesn't look like that's going to happen.
That's a long ways. It's 3 hours there, 30-minute of taking pictures with reindeer, and then 3 hours home.
Well, no, we would be staying the night. We wouldn't be doing it all in one day.
And so you'd have to have more than just one thing to do to drive that far, in my opinion. And so, but I sent you some stuff on...
you did. I think the Maysville one don't look too interesting to me.
And stuff. And then there's another...
Bardstown.
Is it Bardstown?
Yeah.
And then Louisville's got a thing going on where you step back in time for Christmas... And they have cut Christmas trees, and they have the movies, and then they got a skating rink and stuff. I think that was the very last one I sent you this morning.
I don't think I got it.
But it was down, I don't know if it's downtown Louisville, but it was somewhere in Louisville. And so they do a really good job of setting it back in time. And so you can have a... walk around town, do shoppings, and have hot cocoa, and have live music, and this, that, and the other. And I'll look it up when we get going. But hope everybody had a great and wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. I know I made some no-bake cookies. I'm just about tired of no-bake cookies already.
Are you now?
I am.
How many did you eat?
I couldn't tell you. Don't know. Probably don't have enough hands and toes to tell you.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it's the oatmeal. I don't know. Like, I like them when you first make them.
Uh-huh.
I'm your taste tester. But after that, I don't know. It's just kind of like a novelty item. You have it and then you're like, I don't want no more.
And so I posted a picture of it, and, you know, on Facebook, and said, you know, a picture's worth 1,000 words, and everybody else is like, no, a picture's worth 1,000 calories and stuff. They are good cookies.
It smelled like a chocolate shop in our house. It smells so good. And those cookies are best out of the bowl before they even form the cookies.
Yeah,
like,
no doubt. And stuff. That is when they're at their prime, is when they're coming out of that bowl and everything. But
I did try something, and it worked somewhat. I heated them up in the microwave.
Uh-huh.
Now, obviously, you can't heat them for very long because then you'd have a chocolatey mess.
Yeah.
But I like them best warm. So if you've never had and there are some nasty no-bake cookies out there. Just like, if you go to the store and it says no-bake cookies, let me just tell you, that is not a no-bake cookie.
No.
I don't know what that is. It's not a no-bake cookie. Like, you need to get with Lloyd. Let him fix you. Let him set you straight on what a no-bake cookie is.
And stuff. I have my mom's old recipe, which is a old recipe, I think, from a church cookbook from years ago. And we've been using the same recipe for years, years, and years. And it's not a hard recipe by no means. It's just you can't double up on the proportions like some people try to do.
You have to make it specific. Yeah, you can't to make more. You think, oh, well, I'll just double the ingredients, and that don't.
No, it don't work like
that. You have to do it by batch.
So you got
to
do it by single batches, and you have to use the best ingredients. If you use cheap peanut butter and cheap chocolate,
you're gonna have a Kroger no bake cookie.
And stuff. You're gonna have a cheap no bake cookie, and then last night I had a dream that. Somehow I made some homemade caramel and mixed in to the mix.
No.
You wouldn't think that'd be
no.
All right?
No. Leave a good thing alone. Don't try to fix it if it's not broken.
And stuff. But everybody likes the no-bake cookies and stuff. If you ever get a chance and stuff, they're either no-bake cookies or Farmer Lloyd's cow pile cookies. That's what Teresa called them, what, 7, 8 years ago?
No, that's because you sold them at court day for a church fundraiser or something.
And so Teresa calls them Farmer Lloyd's cow pie cookies.
No, I call them no-bakes.
And stuff, but they're the no-bake cookies, and they're really, really good and stuff.
Like a few, like a couple, and then you're like, oh, had my fill, don't need no more. Because there's oatmeal in them.
Yeah.
And you can't eat a whole lot of them because they'll make you sick.
And stuff. So I made some Wednesday night, was it? Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And made 3 batches. And then that will be the last I'll make until Christmas. And then Christmas, I always make some for presents and stuff.
You love making cookies in our house, don't you? When I'm like, don't drop the chocolate. Don't get no sugar on my stove. Don't drop no sugar on my floor.
Did I get any sugar on the stove?
You have before. You
I
have
did
before.
This time.
You probably were scared to death as you were pouring things. And I'm just like, I just cleaned the kitchen and now you want to make cookies?
Well, I'll clean the kitchen again. It don't bother me.
I know, but how did the kitchen cart work out for you?
It. I like the kitchen cart.
I like that you didn't have to deconstruct my dining room.
You can fit about 3, 3.5 batches on top of the cart.
It has a drop
awesome.
Leaf.
Yeah,
we got a kitchen cart here in about 6 months ago.
Yeah, something like that.
And it's really handy because if you ever have like dinners, you can use it as an extra table if you had some benches.
Uh-huh.
But it has a drop leaf on the back.
Uh-huh.
And so it doubles your space. And so that's what he used to cool his no-bake cookies.
The big thing is, you know, I'm 6'4". And when you bend over on a table after standing up to make cookies and stuff, when you go to bend over, you don't want to stand back up real quick and stuff. The old back starts to hurt. That kitchen island, whatever you want to call it, the cart, it is perfect height. It's like 40 inches. And it's perfect height for a tall person to not have to bend over.
That was a good buy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It really, you know, it added a whole lot of storage to the kitchen and stuff. I like making candies and pies and cookies and stuff, especially this time of year. And so it gave us a little extra storage space. And then she's also got a Cricut or something other.
Well, I have my Silhouette machine stored under the kitchen cart because I have nowhere else for it to go. But it has storage underneath of it, and then it has three drawers on the side.
Uh-huh.
And so when you live in an older home, they don't have the storage space that newer homes have.
Yeah.
They don't have big walk-in closets. And so you really have to get, number one, I don't really hold a whole lot of attachment to things. Yeah. I really don't. It's just kind of like, don't have room for you? Okay, you got to go. Because, you know, you have to make, and this is a hard time of year because Bub's birthday is in November and then we have Christmas. So we really have to get creative with gift giving to make sure that we have the room for the stuff that we give.
Uh-huh. And so Bub also turned 3 last week. And
he did. It was cold. It was not the weather we had on Thanksgiving. And we had all these people in our little bitty house. And we were on top of one another. We had this beautiful covered pavilion in the backyard. Couldn't really use it because it's 32 degrees. And then roll in Thanksgiving and it's like 70 degrees, 65.
Yeah.
Perfect weather to have a birthday party.
Yeah. And so Indian summer is short enough here and it's going to stay. It usually stays around for about 2 weeks and then it's going to turn off again and actually be what it is.
I mean, I'm okay with it being cold during the holidays.
Uh-huh.
It kind of makes it hard, though, when you want to do anything holiday-related and it's outside.
Uh-huh.
Like when you're cruising through looking at the southern lights from your warm, cozy car, that's not too bad. And then you think, well, let's go inside and look at the
petting zoo.
The petting zoo. And the, you see the lines and you're like, yeah, I don't really want to do this.
So I got what, some kettle corn for you last year?
I do like my kettle corn. Well, it rained on us. Was that last year?
No. Last year was
year,
just,
it was year before
last. It was just
last.
Brutal cold. Wind, cold.
It was cold.
It was bad.
But
last
the year before last, it was rainy.
Uh huh.
And so you stood out and got some kettle corn.
Uh huh.
Yummy.
And stuff. But let's see. What else I was going to talk? I forgot what I was going to talk about. So we covered Thanksgiving. We covered the cookies.
Can I have something to tell you about?
What's that?
Apparently, I'm becoming a hippie.
What's that?
Well, because I'm buying all these like essential oils and all natural this and all natural that, and so I found some stuff for your hair. It's called Hair Envy, and it's all different kinds of oils, uh-huh. And it has carrier oils in there, so it's not too strong. And you put it on your fingertips and you can rub it into your scalp,
uh-huh.
Or you can rub it into your hair to kind of help moisturize your hair. And so it's really good. It has kind of a lemony smell to it. Well, as I'm checking out, because obviously I think I found this probably on Facebook.
Facebook.
They get me every time. They get me every time. They're like, that's why they're in business, because they know that Teresa Creech is going to... I'm not going to purchase it from the link on Facebook. I learned my lesson with that. I'm going to have to actually go to the website. But as I'm checking out now, they have this thing where it's like, oh, you can get this, and it's a reduced. And so I had just gone to the doctor for my annual wellness check, and I'm like, you know, I had COVID in February. I got COVID again in June. I said my energy has not returned. And I said I used to have a really, really good immune system, and now I feel like I don't.
Uh-huh.
And I was asking, you know, is there anything that I can take? Or is, you know, he said, well, getting the, getting the vaccine may help get your energy back. I don't think I'm sold on that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been looking for different ways that I can boost my immunity.
Uh-huh.
Well, as I, you know, got this little bottle of Hair Envy stuff, because anytime I have dry hair, I have curly hair, but anyways, as I'm checking out, then it's like, oh, well, here is a little bottle, a 10 milliliter bottle of immunity is what they call it, and there it's different kinds of oils that are supposed to help. There is this company called Young Living. I never jumped on that bandwagon, but a lot of people I know did, where they were using essential oils for different things.
Yeah.
And so it was a little bottle, and it was supposed to boost your immunity. And then I got this little lava bead bracelet. So I get my stuff in the mail. And it says 2 to 3 drops on the bottom of the bracelet. Let it dry and then put it on. And it's supposed to absorb through your skin. Well, this particular oil has clove in it, which is a very, very strong. I mean, it's a good smell in small doses.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I smell like a jar of sweet pickles. It's exactly what it smells like. Sweet pickles. And I'm like, that's how it works. It stinks so bad that germs won't even touch you. I washed this bead bracelet twice. I sat it outside in the cold all night long.
That's it, smell it.
Here, smell it.
Yeah, still there.
It's not too bad.
No, no.
It's not. It really isn't too bad, but it smells exactly like bread and butter pickles is what it smells like. So if you're in the store and you smell bread and butter pickles, I might just be there.
But she's changed over, not, you know, just this one thing, but a lot of the stuff that she's using.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah. Okay, yes. Well, I mean, I just think we trust too much that the stuff that's in our products is safe for us and healthy for us.
That's not.
If you go to the store, go down the aisle that has all the shampoos and conditioners and, you know, this and that. And I have naturally curly hair. I either love it or I hate it, but something that I've always struggled with is keeping moisture in it because it'd get dry and get dry fast. I found this company called Kitsch. It's a women's owned small business. K-I-T-S-C-H, I think, is how you spell it. And basically, they sell shampoo bars, conditioner bars, and body wash bars, too. And I thought, well, I'm going to give that a try. And it's the shampoo. They have different kinds. They have, like, rice water. It's supposed to help your hair grow. The one that I got was nourishing, and it's it's made with castor oil. It smells amazing. I have replaced any bottle shampoo and conditioner I have. It's no longer. I have a little. They sell. It's not cheap, but they sell this little holder that holds your bars so that, you know, because soap can get real mushy if it stays moist.
Yeah.
Well, they have a little shelf thing that holds your different bars. So I use that as shampoo. The conditioner is coconut oil based. And then I have a sugar scrub that has little pieces of walnut in it to help exfoliate your skin. And I lied. I have one bottle, and it's the body wash that I use. But I probably could replace that, too, if I found one that I like. But I don't know. I'm being more mindful about the products that I am using.
She's going all natural.
Well, no, that makes it sound like I'm not shaving nothing or washing nothing. I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. I found a company. It's called Leafy, L-E-E-F-Y, and it's a tincture. Hope I'm saying that right. And basically, it's turmeric and ginger, and it is supposed to. You can take it daily. I do not. You can use it in place of your Advil or your Tylenol or something, and it actually works. You put 2 dropfuls under your tongue and let it sit there for 20 or 30 seconds, and then you swallow it. And you can taste the ginger. It has honey in it. And it actually does work. So if you get a headache or something, it does get rid of it. What other hippie kind of products do I use? Menstrual cramps. Oh, if you're a woman, you know. I found this company called
Spriggs.
And it's called Menstrual Ease. And I'm not going to lie to you, it tastes like chewing on a dandelion. But you just take a tablespoon or teaspoon. Uh-huh. I think it's a teaspoon. And I mix it in with something sweet so uh-huh. it's not as bitter. And it immediately, within 5 minutes, they're gone.
Yeah.
And it's all natural. It's from herbs and bark, and I don't know what else is in it. So, but it has worked. Where the Advil has not. I've probably tore my stomach up taking Advil over the years.
Yeah.
And I've been taking this stuff for about a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
So you pay. I mean, it's not cheap, but neither is the food that we eat. If we were to eat what we actually could benefit from, it costs a whole lot more than eating the crap that's cheap.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just not, you're not looking good.
What do you mean I'm not?
Well, you're like, your eyes are half open, half closed.
This is the time. I am not one to sit around much at all.
Honey, I would have stayed home.
And so
we're gonna do the radio. And I'd like to stay home.
And so, you know, Thanksgiving comes, Thanksgiving goes. Thanksgiving is an awesome time of day, or awesome day of the year. To shed light on what you're thankful for and stuff. It's one of the few actually good days off I have where I don't have to worry about being at the store or having to do a lot of stuff on the farm. I go out.
Let's talk about the store for a minute, shall we?
Hold on just a second. So I go out and check the dogs yesterday, let them run and play for 20, 30 minutes, and then I go check the cows and stuff because they're over in the hay pasture right now chewing down everything. And so That's all I have to do is check the dogs, check the cow, run to the store, check the refrigeration units real quick, make sure they're all on working, you know, they're still in time and everything, and then I can leave, woohoo and stuff. That's awesome days when you do that. All right, now what was you going to talk about on the store?
Well, I needed a turkey pen. Yeah. You're going anyway, so. And I hear the phone ring in the store phone, and I bet you that store phone has rung for hours upon hours.
Yeah, so I'm inside. I go 11:30, 12 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so as I'm there, Teresa calls me and says,
"No, you called me."
Or I called you. Mm-hmm. And stuff. And I was like, "Hey, is there anything you need while I'm here?" And stuff. She goes, "Yeah, I need a turkey pan and a turkey bag and stuff because the other store didn't have them." Cool, I'll get that. And so I grab the stuff and I put it by the front door. Well, there's like people hovering around the store like buzzards.
Driving around the parking lot.
And to see if we're open. And of course, my Jeep's right there in the front door. And I have to be in there to check refrigeration units.
Why not park around back next time?
Because then I'd have to walk around the store and then back around to the Jeep and just park in the front door and just don't answer the door or the phone or anything. And so they're you know, driving around the store like buzzards on dead meat and everything. And I seen a couple people get out. And
I think people are just not they come used in, to.
Yeah, they're not. You know, we only shut down 2 days a year, and that's it.
Well, so. No, for the longest time, it was only 1 day a year. Well, it's only in the year. Last 2 years that it's been closed on Thanksgiving.
And stuff. But, you know, my parents are getting older and everything. Mom needs, you know, could use more time off. And our workforce and stuff, they're really good workforce. And so just let them off, be with the families and everything. And, you know, I think on Thanksgiving, even Easter and Christmas, that all stores just need to shut down. I know there's some out there that needs to be open for like convenience stores or something like that, but like Kroger's and Walmart's and you know.
Well, and they used to. They wouldn't stay open on Christmas or Thanksgiving. And I mean, there was a time when stores wouldn't even be open on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And so, that hasn't hurt Hobby Lobby, not one bit has no. that hurt Hobby Lobby or Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. And so everything's just gotten over-commercialized now, and everybody's got used to hitting a button and it being delivered in a couple of days or going to the store and it being there and everything. So
we didn't host Thanksgiving this year. Normally we do.
Uh-huh.
And but I had some stuff that I had to fix to bring over to your parents' house. And so if I host, I make sure I have my stuff at least a week before because uh-huh. I don't want to be going to the store the day before any holiday.
Yeah.
Well,
how'd that work out for you?
Get to the Kroger, and they have no carts, which that's okay. I can use some little handheld cart. I don't have to get a whole lot. Oh, my goodness, the people in there. You would have thought that this was going to be their last meal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and I hate when they move stuff. Like, I need stovetop.
Uh-huh.
It's always first aisle at the very back. It's always there, except for when you need it for Thanksgiving, and then it's not there. And you walk all over the store, and you find it in front of the milk. You know, it's almost like they do it on. Well, I know they have displays, and they have to put the displays where they can fit them. But still, it's just kind of like, I just want to get in and out.
Yeah.
And I had to park. Lord, I was almost outside of the parking lot.
Yeah.
In order to get 2.5 bags full of stuff.
You know, we got that canopy out there at the store. And I park underneath it in the afternoons when I, you know, get ready to come home and stuff. I call you, hey, you need anything from the store? And the guy called me out on it one time. So he says, yeah, you think you're a big shot and stuff. You're driving that Jeep and you park underneath that canopy.
Who said this?
A customer of ours. He comes.
Was he joking?
I don't know if he was joking or not and stuff. And I was like, dude, the reason I park underneath that canopy is not because I think I'm something or somebody.
It's
or
so
something.
That customers can park closer to the front door.
Exactly. I will park in the garage parking lot, which is beside the store, or by the concrete wall. But if the carport is not, if nobody's parked under the carport,
you'll park in the carport.
I'll park in the carport and walk to the store. I have no problem walking. And so I'll,
except for when I'm driving and he gets after me because I always park far away.
Yeah, you park in the lower five.
So?
And so this guy goes, you know, I've never thought about that and stuff. And I was like, yes, I will park further away so you all can park closer.
I bet he had to take a big dose of
crow.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He did. Big black crow is what he had to eat that day. And stuff. He goes, sorry. I thought
some might think he put his foot in his mouth.
He might have put his foot in his mouth.
Who says that? Who?
Somebody that sees one thing.
Do you know him?
Yes, I know him. I see him quite often. And after that, he you know, sliced down the
You know, some people think they're being funny.
Yeah.
My dad's one of these people. And they think it's funny to be mean.
Uh-huh.
It's not.
Uh-uh.
It's not. And so, well, at least you had a good, mm-hmm. you know.
And so. All right, what stories did you got to work on over there?
Told you didn't have no stories.
Don't have no stories.
Well, honey, I had planned on spending my Friday doing nothing.
Oh, we don't do nothings. We always have
no,
somethings.
We do when we have the few chances to not do nothing. We do nothing.
And stuff, but sitting around all day on Thanksgiving and stuff, and I'm not used to it. I'm used to go all the time. And so Friday when I get up to go to work and stuff, we have a truck, you know, grocery truck's going to be there first thing Friday morning. And the old backy was not working really goody today. And
why are you putting ease on everything that you...
It was hurting and stuff.
Oh, you're not 20 no more.
Yeah, I'm 21.
Uh-huh.
But
I'm going to get my boots on for a different reason.
And so that's sitting around. You know, we was talking about that earlier and stuff. I don't know. That was a good day off. And stuff. It was Thanksgiving and stuff.
I was bored. I was bored out of my board.
I bet I took 3 or 4 cat naps anyway. So.
Oh, honey.
I slept I'm more like, on can Thanksgiving.
You, I'm
than
like,
I,
really? Could you not? Well, for the first time, and I can't tell you how long, I actually woke up and you were there.
Yeah. I'm usually up 5:30, 6 o'clock out the door by 6.
Okay, we gotta talk. We have to revisit a topic.
What's that?
You're going to have to start dressing somewhere else.
Well,
I think it's rude to come back into the room when somebody's sleeping and...
Yeah, but all my clothes are there, my boxers, my socks.
We're going to move them. You're going to take them with you.
Oh, am I? Mm-hmm. So as soon as I get up in the morning, I just turn the light on, right?
No, you get up and you exit and you can come back in to say goodnight, but we're not doing no more of this, because it wakes me up every single time. And here is the reason why you're not doing it no more. Because I'm the one that gets up when a little fella doesn't sleep very well.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And he, for the most part, most nights he sleeps through.
Uh-huh.
But on the nights that he doesn't, I am the one that has to get up with him until he will go back to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Only to have finally fall back asleep and have you fiddling with the change in your pocket. Or that we're not doing that no more. I'm not joking. We're not doing that no more.
Okay.
Okay? You have that whole house that you can get dressed in. You can get dressed in the laundry room. You can get dressed in the bathroom. You can get dressed in the kitchen, the living room, the dining room, the other bathroom that we have. But I prefer not that one because it's so close to his room.
Uh-huh.
But it's, yeah. No.
Okay.
Unless you want to start getting up at 3 o'clock. Bub was on this kick. I don't know what it was. 3 o'clock, that boy will wake up. And he don't want to go back to sleep till 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, get him up. Usually, we are going to embark on the potty training.
Uh-huh.
Say a prayer. I have no idea how to do that. But I had to change his pool up. And then I got him something to drink and would bring him into the living room. And then he's perfectly fine just sitting there, just hanging out in the living room at 3 o'clock in the morning. And you don't want to turn the TV on because you don't want to wake him all the way up.
Yeah.
So just sit there rocking until he, you know, looks like he wants to go to sleep. And when it looks like I'm going to try to put him back to bed, then he goes to crying. And it's like, oh. So this is why.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid that you are going to have to find somewhere to change over from one pair of pants to the other. Because, it takes you 3 hours.
More like a minute and a half.
It doesn't. No, it takes 3 hours. It takes 3 hours.
We've been talking about this on the radio for years now. And it takes a minute and a half.
It's not happening no more. I wouldn't come in there and do that to you.
I wouldn't hear you anyway.
I know you wouldn't because you're deaf. You are.
I know I am.
So I'm not. I hear every little dime that hits a nickel in that pocket when it has to come from. It's just like I lay in there and I'm like, what in the world is he doing? Like, just come on, just, you know, but it's hard because sometimes I don't go to sleep till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And if he wakes up at 3, uh-huh, and I'm up till 5, can you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I understand that 100%.
Yeah. So there's going to be a change in the Creech house. Mama putting her foot down. But speaking of, let's talk about Netflix for a minute.
Okay. What's going on Netflix?
They released a show called 1899.
Uh-huh.
And they sucked me in. I told a coworker about this show. It's a period drama. Starts out on a ship.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you no more. But if you have an opportunity, I would highly recommend watching it. It has one of those like, oh, I didn't see that. But I want to talk about the technology real quick. They use this thing called, I think they called it, is it called the voice? I don't know what it's called, but basically it's a recording studio, but it has these really big LED screens that go all the way around the room.
Oh.
And they use virtual reality technology. You know how we were talking about my Supernatural VR headset, which is a workout, but it puts you in different places in the world and the technology that they use for that. So, like, you can be at Machu Picchu, or you can be, what are some other, you know, like in Egypt, yeah, next to the pyramids, and you look up, down, and all around, and it looks like you're there. They use that same technology to film this movie.
Uh-huh.
And they have this big stage that rotates, so when they need to change scenes, like a piece of a pie, they would just, you know, like if where they were had to be like the desert or something, they would just plug that piece in, and then they would change the screens, so they didn't have to do any on-site. It was all done there. It was so very cool. But $18.99. And you didn't watch none of it, and I had nobody to talk to. It's like watching The House on the Haunted Hill. There's some shows that, like, there it's a mystery, and you have to figure it out, and I love that kind of stuff, but nobody to talk to. I told a coworker about $18.99. She binge-watched it from start to finish in one day. And then I'm like, oh, I know, like, those people aren't alive. And she's like, I'm not going to tell you. So I had to finish watching it. I mean, it wasn't like The Sixth Sense, you know, when he realizes he's the dead one.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. But it was, you seen the end, didn't you?
I seen bits and pieces of it.
I had nobody to watch. I have somebody in the room with me, but I have nobody to watch my movies with.
That stuff. I fall asleep. I am sorry, but I'm sitting down. I do not do the sitting down real well. That stuff. I'm like a bad dog trying to learn.
Well,
new
stand
tricks.
Up and watch it.
Yeah.
I need somebody to bounce ideas off of. Yeah. Have you ever been in a room alone, but there's somebody with you?
Well, yeah. A lot of people do that with ghosts and everything.
Oh.
What?
Your creepy box.
Oh,
can
yeah.
I share?
Yeah, go ahead.
Somebody has the auction itch, and you got really cool Hobby Lobby, like, not Hobby Lobby, Holly Hobby.
Holly Hobby.
It was like a little
lunchbox and
thermos. Lunchbox and thermos. Was cute. It was the same print that was on the framed print that we have that I got off eBay. But anyways, they recently, one of the auction houses recently had an auction, and in this auction was a box. And it says, and this is the mystery. And it goes to explain that on the top of the box, it says A.C. McDowell, P.T.R. 2 R. Palmer. Well, the belief is that this could potentially have belonged to Henry Clay's granddaughter. But they don't know who the R. McDowell is, or the R. Palmer.
Yeah, the Palmer.
So Lloyd bids on the box. Lloyd wins the box. Lloyd's asleep in his chair, and I go to look at the auction item, and there ain't nothing in the box.
Yeah.
The box is empty.
And stuff. In the description, it said the box had never been opened and did not have a
key.
No,
it didn't say that it had never been opened. The only thing it said was it had a brass lock.
Yeah. No key.
With no key. It doesn't say anything about never being opened.
And stuff. I thought it was like, you know, it could have been something cool inside the thing. But it's got a lot of history to it. So, and A.C. McDowell and Clay McDowell.
It could either be his granddaughter or it could be her granddaughter because she was also named Anne Clay McDowell.
Yes. And so one of them lived until 1917. The other one lived until 1966. And
we don't know who. We don't know what was in the box.
We can't find the name of R. Palmer. And if we can find R. Palmer and find out when he lived, we could figure out which Anne Clay they were talking about.
So this box came to the auction house through another auction. So the lady that was selling the box has deep ties to Lexington, and she bought it at an estate sale of another individual who had deep roots in Lexington. And so, I mean, it's cool. It's a really old box. Lloyd brought it home. And what did I tell you?
Keep it in the garage.
You're going to keep it in the garage. I just have this thing. I've never seen a ghost with my own eyes, and knock on wood, I never do. But I don't, I mean, even those buckets that we have kind of creeped me out for a little bit. Also bought at an auction of a really old house next door to us. I don't know. If I get a bad feeling, it ain't coming in the house. Or it came in the house and then it had to go back out.
Yeah, so she, at 1 o'clock in the morning stuff, I'm like, it's time to go to bed. She goes, okay, but don't forget to take that box to the garage. Really? So at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to the garage to put this box in there and stuff, so no bad spirits.
No bad jujus coming in the house.
That are tied to the box or in the house.
I mean, like, R. Palmer could have been a jaded lover, and those could have been a box with love notes in it, and it didn't go well. And I mean, like, none of that is probably the least bit true.
Yeah.
But I like to err on the side of caution. I like to look at the box. You got a black light.
Yeah. Friends that come in the store every day and stuff, she says, "Hey, have you ever looked at a black light?" And I'm like, "Sure." Or, "No, I haven't looked at a black light on the box yet." She said, "Let me go get you one and take it home and use black light on it, and so you can see cracks and stuff like that." Well, we shine the black light on it, and guess what? There's more stuff that's...
It kind of looks, in some areas, it looks like the ink has... maybe wasn't all the way dry, because they're not using Bic pens.
Yeah.
So it looks like maybe the ink hadn't dried all the way, and if it pushed up against one side of the box, you can kind of see.
Yeah.
The only thing that's very clear is what's painted in handwriting on the top. It says A.C. McDowell, PTR. We don't know what PTR stands for. 2R Palmer. Yeah. And it has like flowers and trees painted on the top of it. It's not a very fancy box.
That stuff, but it's got a lot of, it could have a lot of history tied to it. It could not have, you know, who knows? But it's just, it was one of those cool things. And nobody was bidding on it and stuff. I'm like, okay, I'll give $5 for that. And then somebody went up to $25. And I was And so
that's a slippery slope.
I was like, well, they're just trying to, you know, up the auction and everything. So I wind up with the box. Anyway, and it's cool. I mean, and we've been doing research on it and stuff.
We can't find nothing. I mean, and we never will. We'll never know. Maybe if we were to go and, you know, find out if there was an R. Palmer
associated with the Henry Clay Estate or something.
Henry Clay Estate.
And so that's about the only real way we'll ever really find out. And
but what's really cool, though, even though it doesn't have anything in it, and it has to live in the garage.
It's one of those old
pieces.
It's
really cool. It's like a topic of conversation. Yeah. It's like my buckets. I don't know why.
I didn't give as much for that box as she did for those buckets.
Good point, buddy. I probably could sell my buckets and get my money back. You ain't getting your money back on that box.
I don't care. It's still a good conversation.
I know, but there's an older home next to where we live. One of the founders of Mount Sterling. And the family that owned it for years and years and years and years. Well, they finally decided to sell it. Nobody was living in it full time. Taking care of it, but not staying there full time. And they had an auction before they sold the home. And so I was like, I would love to have, because the...
A piece of memorabilia from
and
the house.
Yes, and he, I guess he liked antiques. So there were a lot of antiques. Well, there were these three buckets, and they're wooden slatted buckets. I've never seen wood slat buckets. There was like it's kind of a reddish color. A brown color. And a white.
Yeah.
And so I've never bid at an auction. So it was an online auction and I bid. Well, here's the thing. I'm like, oh, I might give $30 for those three buckets. But here's where the slope gets slippery. When you're watching and you're coming to the end of the auction and it tells you when it's going to close. And somebody outbids you. Oh, no, you don't. We were sitting at the dinner table and I thought, well, I might give $50. Because you have to put in what you would give.
Yeah.
So that they know whether or not you're still the high bidder. $120. No. I paid more.
Yeah,
it was $140.
$140
for three buckets.
Okay.
I'm not doing nothing with these buckets. However, apparently they were bought at another auction, and the big bucket went for $300. So I don't know. I mean, maybe I got some bad juju with my buckets. It's been in the house for a while though, so I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think you got any bad juju and stuff. But we got some history in our house.
You know, like, Yeah, I was thinking, because we have a potbelly stove, a wood stove. It's not functional because when they decommissioned the train, they didn't want people stealing the heaters, so they put gashes in the belly. So I have, and it's a little bitty potbelly stove, sits in the dining room. So we do have old stuff.
We got the Hoosier in there and stuff that we found
from
over
the 1920s. We do have old stuff.
Yeah. But it's all cool stuff. It's all functional stuff.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's functional. The Hoosier still works like it's supposed to.
Yes, it does. It's a very good storage.
Your slash.
Somebody painted it, though. And somebody painted it. And I would love to have somebody go in there and take the old paint off of it. Yeah. Maybe repaint it.
Yeah.
But.
And then the potbelly stove is actually a Christmas tree
stand right now.
Yeah.
A little 3-foot tree.
Yeah.
But no,
on
it's
a 4-foot
potbelly. Yeah. I don't know. I always did kind of like older stuff, but I don't have room for the old stuff. And so this love of auctions that you have found.
I have loved auctions for years, years, and years. You know, I have found some really cool stuff at auctions. That corner desk thing, your corner desk, that was bought at auction for a little or nothing.
That's my work desk. And stuff. $40 for a corner desk.
The fishing poles that had pure real silver in them. Gave them away as Christmas presents one year. I found bukus of knives and stuff. One of my dad's, one of me and dad's good friends, used to be an auctioneer and stuff. And before he passed away and everything, he had an auction and stuff. And I would go and stuff. And every time a knife would come up, he's like, "Hey, Lloyd, how much you going to give for this one?" And I'm like, "Yeah, $10 and stuff. And if nobody else bid it on it, guess what? I bought a $10 knife and stuff. But, you know, so I got a small collection of knives. But
can you imagine if we had more space, though? If we had more space, then we could do more, like traveling and like finding things and.
Oh yeah, yeah. I got this one buddy of mine, stuff, awesome person. He has a lot of woodworking tools that he either bought off Facebook Marketplace or went to auctions and paid nothing for them. And stuff, because you know it's the crowd that you're selling to. So if you have a crowd that don't have anybody that you know works with their hands and stuff, a lot of stuff can go really cheap. Or if you got people that love history and stuff, and you try to sell something that's historical, that's going to go real high and stuff. So
I take that back. Somebody, if it, I mean, there is no way of validating that box, it come from the Henry Clay estate.
No, there's no way and stuff. Not unless you can find the people that's on the box. I mean.
Yeah. So, but anybody can paint a name on a box. And
they could, but it's very rare that they do. And stuff, because, I mean, we could go back and have the paint tested. We could have the box tested if we wanted to go into it that far and everything.
And but stuff. Now with, like, the whole, like, detective with the black light thing, I want to do more of that.
And so.
You're gonna clean out an area in the garage for us to keep our creepy auction finds?
And so, we could do that. We'll bring the train set in there on one side of it and then put the auction finds on the other set and everything. Yeah, we could do that. She's over shaking her head no. Cause
you got. You know a fella, they go and buy old stuff. And they got storage containers full of.
Yeah, sure do and stuff. They buy it and then resell it and then or keep it and don't sell any of it. But a lot of it's bought through the auction.
What I do love about our house is, you know, it doesn't look like we went to At Home or Hobby Lobby and bought something that was made to look like it was old.
Yeah.
I mean, it truly is old. But everything kind of has like a story. Like we have the table in our living room, little sofa table that has the lamp on it.
Oh, yeah.
That you made out of the 100-year-old barn wood. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then
that,
there's.
That wasn't just any barn wood. That was actually a hay feeder and stuff that I deconstructed. And stuff, so cows and horses ate, you know, hay out of that before it became a table in our living room.
Yeah, and then there is a door, one side of French doors. Uh-huh. The doors were how old do you think?
70, 80 years old. Yeah, something like that.
And we used it to put the pictures of our grandparents and uncles that had passed as a memorial door during our wedding, and we have that in our living room. So the pieces in our house have stories.
Yeah.
Like, we have new stuff, too. But then we have
your sleigh bed footboard.
Was just like a Big Lot sleigh bed. But you took the footboard off of that bed and made a bench that sits in our living room. So I love that there's stuff in our house that you can't go to the store and buy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's cool. It's just that the creepy little items. Now, if you ever bring a doll up in my house, that's an it. We go to his parents' house for Thanksgiving on Thursday evening. And there's this creepy doll. Did it have... I don't think it... It wasn't one of those, like, porcelain dolls.
No, okay.
My mom had some of those creepy dolls hanging up on her wall when I was younger. It freaked me out. But, yeah, we don't do dolls. Mm-mm. You buy a doll at an auction, you and that doll will be sleeping in the truck. Not coming in this house.
Yeah.
Don't do dolls.
Yeah, I don't know. I think dolls are creepy too and stuff, but
and why do you think that is? Why do you think dolls are creepy? And I've never seen
it's just like that painting that we seen over at that flea market at that time. No matter which way you looked at it,
Georgetown Peddler's Mall had the devil hanging up on the wall and not a line. When you walk past it, its eyes followed you.
Yes. No matter which way you looked at it, it was looking at you back.
Mm-mm.
And so if you looked from the far left 20 feet away, or if you made yourself around to the far
and
right,
it may be the way that it's painted, but it, yeah, no.
And stuff. And it was a old black and white photo.
You know, that is what made going to, so last October, not this October, but last October was going to be our first trip with Bub away. And I thought, well, let me get on Airbnb and find, some other than just like a hotel room.
Yeah.
Well, I found a really old cabin from 1700s. That had been restored. I thought, well, how cool is that? Well, it's really cool, and I know that you want to be able to tell your guest about the history of this cabin, and when you have pictures of all these people from the 1800s that are long gone and dead in a book, first off, don't read it. Wait till your last day when you're leaving to look at it. But then you go up into the bedroom, and there they all are. Early 1900s. The descendants, which are all dead, I'm certain of. And you just get a creepy vibe. That was a 36-hour vacation. The baby would not even sleep there. We didn't even sleep in the room. We had to go back downstairs.
Uh-huh.
You slept on the couch, and I put two chairs together to try to get comfortable. And I had a two-year-old, or almost two.
Almost two.
And nobody slept.
No.
So I think it's fun to watch that stuff on TV.
Uh-huh.
But it is not, and then you have to watch the Weather Channel so that you don't, you know, you have to put the Weather Channel on so that you don't have any.
So I don't think about stuff like that. I don't think about goblins or gooblins or anything coming out.
I mean, I don't necessarily either, but there's just
I kid around about it a lot and everything.
I know
that's
it's not
funny. That's all I'm doing.
That's what you all joke and you say the ghost. And no, there ain't no ghost in our home.
Well, just like we say, there's a ghost in the store. The store, where the store is now, used to be a pond and next to a very busy road and stuff. So I'm sure somebody drove their car into the pond over the years or something or other. And, you know, the store is there now. So we just say, you know, just laugh and carry on, say there's... Because there's stuff that flies off the
he's not a lion. I seen it from my own eyes, but I can leave it there. Just don't ever bring it home.
Yeah, yeah, he ain't going nowhere.
I think there's a lot in this world that we cannot explain. And You just kind of a slippery slope, because you really have to be careful what you expose yourself to, and especially as a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, stay in the light, not the dark. Don't look for the dark things. So, I don't know, but there is kind of an interest there, like watching Ghost Hunters and all that. I like watching it, but I...
So, I don't believe in it, so... I believe that, you know, there's one God, and so...
Well, I'm not necessarily believing people that used to walk this earth are coming back after they die, but if you believe in good, you also believe in evil, and I think some of that stuff can manifest itself to look like your great-great-great-great-granddaddy, or your, you know, I just not looking for that stuff, but I'm going to live on the safe side, and I don't want to, if something gives me the EBGBs, it will not come into the, it's not staying in the house. You can come visit, but you're going to turn your little ghost butt back, and because here.
She literally, on the top right of the doors and stuff, there is a prayer written down on each door that comes in.
Well, now I didn't
do
that for ghost. I did that for COVID, and that didn't work, did it? But it talks about not a, I don't remember what the verse is, and I kept them up there.
And stuff. It's just like, you know, back in the years ago, churches would put gargoyles on their corners of the thing, because gargoyles...
To turn bad spirits away.
Turn bad spirits away and stuff. And so that's why they're there. They're up there to ward off the bad spirits from entering a church.
I have never...
Just like iron fences are around cemeteries.
So that spirits can't escape.
To escape out and stuff. That's why if you see a cemetery and stuff, there's always iron fences around the entrances.
Older cemeteries have them, not newer ones.
And stuff. But that is an old folklore. Also, a lot of old houses had two front doors. You could only go in one side and come out one side. You cannot come in and out of the same side. And that's why a lot of houses have two front doors.
There is a house in Winchester, I can't remember, on somewhere in Clark County. And it has the two front doors, but also it is painted blue. It's called Haint Blue. And it is to, something about that color is supposed to deflect bad spirits.
Uh-huh. And also, if you have a staircase in your house, the window is turned sideways, so witches cannot...
Oh, witches' windows.
It's called witches'
windows.
It's
really big in, like, the Northeast, but then you have, like, Salem and all that, so...
And stuff, and they're turned on their side, so it's really cool to, you know... So you got, you know, the gargoyles and the iron fences.
Listen, I'm very... Okay, if I feel like something's going to make me feel guilty, or I feel the least bit guilty about doing something, I don't do it. Case in point, you know, like being upset with somebody and not wanting to talk to them ever again and not feeling right about that, even though
in your heart, you know,
in my heart, I knew that this is not right. And so, yeah, invite them to a birthday party. So if something makes me feel a certain way, if it says no, bad juju, well, gotta go. You can have your box, but your box is sleeping in the garage. Not sleeping up in the house. I've never felt uncomfortable in the house. And I don't want to start feeling uncomfortable in the house. So you just don't know when you bring in really old objects. I mean, older than you. I'll let you in the house.
Wow, thanks.
Lord have mercy. We talked for 57 minutes about nothing.
It's about something else. And I mean, it's going back and forth. It's cool.
I would like to know if anybody knows anything else about these little, why things are the way that they are. As far as, like, you know, the iron fences around the cemeteries, or painting your house blue, or having more than one
front door.
I think the reason, though, they did that was because I had read that it wasn't that you couldn't go in and out, but it was so that, because when people would pass away, they didn't have funeral homes back in the day.
Yeah, that was
they would do
one
their
heard.
Showings in the house so people could walk in one way and out the other.
That's
one of the reasons why that they had more than one front door.
And stuff, but I'm sure there's all kinds of them out there and everything. So
I'm the biggest chicken, though, when it comes to, like, anything scary or anything that I can't explain. And you're just not nothing affects you at all. You're just dead. You're like,
I am not dead. I am a very reliable, sociable.
Sociable?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, to the most part, sometimes.
Well, honey, compared to a dead person, you are the most sociable person I know, but.
Wow, thanks.
It's all in comparison. You have to agree, you're not the life of the party.
No. I don't want to be.
No.
So if I want to be there watching everybody else, because it's just a fun thing to do is watch people. But.
So, we've talked about a whole lot of nothing. Nobody's learned anything. Well, I don't know. Maybe they have.
Yeah, they might have.
They may have.
But if you all know AC McDowell or
R. Palmer.
Or what PTR stands for after a name.
I know. I looked that up. So now PTR can stand for professional tax receipt. But.
After a name?
Uh-huh. But, I mean, it's like MD for doctor.
Yeah.
You know, but. She was a housewife. If it is Henry Clay's granddaughter, if it wasn't his granddaughter and it's actually one of her grandchildren, you know, maybe potentially. But this box is not, it's a very small box. And it looks like at one point in time it had a little bitty cubby in the upper left-hand corner.
Yeah.
That may have had little wood slits that would make the little divider. I don't know what it could have been used for, though. Uh-huh.
Don't know and stuff. Could be a jewelry box. Could be a Bible holder. Could be, you know, could be a million different things and stuff. So
we will never know.
That stuff. But you know, it is a good conversation starter. So. All right, folks, we are out of time for this week. You got anything else to add?
I don't think so.
Well, everybody enjoy the weather. It's nice out there now. It's not supposed to get. Near 70 or 80, no more and stuff, but it
hope
is.
You get your Christmas shopping. A lot of people doing that this weekend, especially Saturday, Small Business Saturday. So if you take a visit to your small businesses. They need you more than the big box stores.
Yes, they do. And just be careful out there. Be mindful of all the people on the road and everything. And just take an extra few seconds to be patient.
But, it's a virtue.
Yep. Everybody have a blessed and wonderful weekend, a blessed work week ahead, and we'll catch you here next weekend. So long.
Love and what I do till the day I'm dead. I'll be working on my old homestead.